right. Walt Disney World is putting full bottles of bug repellent in resort rooms, but still not enough towels. What's more unsanitary, sharing bug spray or biometric scanners with children? And Western Way is being expanded, which is good because you only have until 5 o'clock to get to Animal Kingdom before it closes. You've read WDW News Today. Now you'll listen to WDW News Tonight. Oh, the fake applause is back! Yeah, fake studio audience! Woo! Yeah, Ronald Reagan! Woo! Welcome to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss. You're not. There's Nicholas Cicero over there in the other room. Hi, Nick.
Hello, guys.
You got Jason Diffendahl working somewhere or other in there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Michael's helping out, too. Got all kinds of people in the control room. The show gets overly complicated all the time. More than it has to. We had a big show tonight, Nick. We're pulling out all the stops. We have a special guest, a Zika expert, I guess.
He is. He's from the University of Florida. He's a researcher over there, a professor over there.
Yeah.
He'll be on the show to talk to us about prevention and the Zika virus and what we have to worry about here in Central Florida.
Yeah, obviously the big story this week, but we're also going to have a lot of fun, even though we're talking about some fairly serious things this week. We have the match game.
Mm-hmm.
Cornac the Magnificent is going to be visiting, and I'm very, very excited. We have a big, big announcement coming later on in the show. So it is a big week. We're glad you're joining us. Without any further ado, and now the news!
The news!
Brought to you by TeePublic. So, Nick, Disney is providing guests with complimentary repellent.
Sure are.
Yeah. Quote, in an abundance of caution. So stupid. We are accelerating preventative efforts throughout our property, including providing complimentary insect repellent to our guests, along with helpful guidelines from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Disney said in an emailed statement, we have an extensive mosquito prevention and monitoring program in place, and we continue to work closely with local, state, and federal experts on this topic. Of course, Disney has also filled in the long-abandoned pool at River Country with dirt to avoid having standing water available for mosquitoes to breed in.
Makes sense.
Several urban explorers were buried alive in the process. Who? The repellent itself is available at the parks. It's available at kiosks where you can spray yourself.
Yeah.
However, this spray does not repel Nicholas Cicero lady, so please still bring your mace with you when visiting Walt Disney.
That is true. I go through anything.
All right. Anyway.
What's the problem with people being bit by stuff at the parks?
Have you been to the park since the repellent?
I have.
You've seen them?
I've seen the repellent stands. Yeah, lots of people were using them. You know, the one I saw, the first one I saw was Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom, and at the time I was just walking past it, you know, there were like four or five groups that went up there and started spraying themselves down. So a lot of people were using it at Disney Springs. That's actually where I saw a ton of people using it.
You know how many kiosks there are at Disney Springs?
Let me guess. There are probably seven.
Seven?
Yeah, seven.
There is seven. We're idiots. Let's move on.
So I thought, you know, at first I thought they were handing out repellent. And I was like,
sounded like. But then I got there at Disney Springs that morning, and I was like, how do I do this? And they were like, well, take a bottle and spray yourself. I was like, do I take the bottle? They're like, no, you just spray yourself and put the bottle back. And I was like,
now, would they spray you if you were unable to spray yourself?
No. Liability.
They're not allowed to spray you.
Liability. If you got bit by a mosquito, they could be liable. So then they'd have to build, like, nets around you.
That's the next
nets
step.
And rocks. Around you. There you see Jason has been kind enough to share the image.
It is Cutter, Backwoods brand.
Yeah, it's a good brand. What's cool is if you're staying at a resort, they'll have a bottle on the nightstand,
mm-hmm.
which is a nice thing.
Don't mistake that for the mouthwash.
Probably. You probably shouldn't. Yeah. Disney doesn't include mouthwash.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they've, you know, soap and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Take a bath in that stuff.
In what?
the Cutter.
Repellent?
Yeah.
I hate bug spray. I'm not using it. I'm not doing it.
Some people argue that it's harmful for you. So
maybe
we could ask our expert about that.
All sticky all day. If I wanted to feel sticky all day, I'd roll on the floor in Club Cool.
So, I mean, some people like to go the natural route with plants. Rub a little aloe or eucalyptus all over you.
Well, that's probably real big here in Apopka, the indoor plant capital of the world, of course. This is the dumbest show. I'm going to move on to the next story. All right?
Please do. Yeah,
before we are repellent to an audience. Walt Disney World, through its governing body, the Reedy Creek Improvement District, has recently filed plans with the South Florida Water Management District to extend Western Way an additional 1.6 miles westward beyond State Route 429 and Flamingo Crossings to connect to Avalon Road, also known as State Route 545. Only two hotel projects are completed at Flamingo Crossings at this time, the Spring Hill Suites and the Town Place Suites. Western Way would be extended to connect with State Route 545, thus making a significant chunk of the land ripe for development west of Flamingo Crossings. You know, all sorts of things could go there, Nick.
All sorts of things.
Hotels.
Yeah.
Restaurants.
Of course.
Theme parks.
Gift shops.
Gift shops, yeah.
Mosquito
repellent
factories.
Mosquito factory? What is a mosquito factory?
Standing water.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Sure, there's lots out there. Yeah. Mosquito repellent.
The Western Way extension. So dumb. Western Way extension project would cut through 1.6 miles of mostly wetlands, which will need to be covered with rocks and fences. Yes. BC. In case you're not familiar with Western Way entrance to Walt Disney World property, the roadway connects to Buena Vista Drive just south of Coronado Springs Resort.
Love that entrance. Now it's about to
get
busy.
Well, that's your 4, because you take 429, so that is your entrance to Walt Disney World. Yeah, so there's going to be traffic there.
Yeah.
How many people take 545? I've never been on 545.
Down that way, not so many.
What is 545? Where does that go?
I guess the Winter Garden area, I believe.
Okay.
And it kind of comes down from there.
I was going to say, when I started working at Theme Park Connection, we were in Winter Garden.
Yeah.
And I always took just 429 home. I took 429 to Disney World.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to take the 545 unless, I mean, that's not residential. It's a you know, big road. But
it didn't go anywhere major in the tourist area.
No.
Okay.
I think it does connect all the way down. Yeah, well, it definitely connects all the way down to 192. So
okay.
it's kind of, if you don't want to take the toll road, you can kind of take that road pretty much most of the way, I think, from Winter Garden all the way down to 192.
Okay.
But it's residential. I mean, it's housing developments and things like that.
All right.
And farms. Mosquitoes.
Gators. Children under the age of 10 have never been required to scan a finger when entering Walt Disney World theme parks, something required of all ticket holders over that age for many years at the Vacation Kingdom of the World. Starting just last week, children under age 10 are now required to have their fingerprint, likely covered in candy and bodily fluids, scanned to enter. I lived with kids. I know what goes on. Scanned to enter the Walt Disney World theme parks, water parks, and Disney Quest. Guest relations cast member we spoke with over the weekend confirmed the changes after 3 separate reports were sent to us by WDWNT readers. Thank you, readers. We appreciate that.
I guess like behind the kid that they couldn't figure it out. I had to move
I've seen
to another
a lot
line.
Of that over the week.
Yeah.
It's getting real bad. The change is reportedly part of the continuing effort to fight ticket fraud at Walt Disney World and to recoup Shanghai Disney money. There it is. It's the most offensive 2 hours on the radio. Child tickets in the past would have had no fingerprint associated with them, nor would they require a photo ID, so it would have been very easy to transfer tickets between guests under the age of 10. So, there you go. Disney, of course, has made no official statement on that policy yet, interestingly enough.
Oh, okay. So, but then an adult wouldn't be able to use the ticket that you bought for a kid, right?
No, but ticket resellers could be like, here's a child ticket, and
they
resell with unused days, and you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Mike in Davenport in the chat said it eventually connects to Ronald Reagan Parkway. I lived off of Ronald Reagan Parkway when I was down in Davenport. Yeah,
so yeah.
I know where that goes. Okay. Anyway, we're talking about a story we mentioned 5 minutes ago. Anywho. Even though there isn't a whole lot open at Hollywood Studios right now, just look at our aerial photos and video if you don't know what I'm talking about. Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith will be closing for a refurbishment this fall. The ride will be closed October 27th through November 9th for some regular maintenance, which is still before the opening of Pandora, the World of Avatar. I'm This will likely be bad news for guests visiting during this period, as it will lengthen waits around the other attractions in the park and ensure that the parking tram will be the first and only ride of the day. You're going to need that tram because you're going to be immobile after our next story. Served in a giant plastic hat. Jason, can we show people this thing? Served in a giant plastic hat, Whispering Canyon Cafe at Wilderness Lodge is now serving a dessert called the 10-gallon hat. This dessert is insane enough where someone looking at it, wanting to eat lighter, might say, hey, let's go to Beaches and Cream and get the kitchen sink. So what you might ask is in this 10-gallon hat dessert, which retails for $27? Well, let me tell you. It's vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, strawberry ice cream, mint chocolate chip ice cream, bananas, whole bananas, mind you, pineapple, a full piece of apple pie,
no,
graham cracker crumbles, a whole vanilla cupcake, strawberry sauce, caramel sauce, two Mickey cookies, a skewer of toasted marshmallows, two full chocolate brownies, and chocolate-covered bacon.
And whipped cream and cherries.
Yeah, oh, you know what? She didn't even mention that. There's more than I even listed. Whipped cream and cherries. Now, the 10-gallon hat, not currently actually on the menu. You have to ask for it. In our case, our server never even brought it up. After she finished rattling off the desserts, we then asked if she had anything larger, perhaps something served in headwear. That's when we ordered the hat. It is suggested for six to ten people, according to the server. We had three full-grown adults, two children who nibbled on some of the contents of this, and then had their fingers scanned at a park. We made a pretty good dent in it, Jason. If you could scroll down to like our finished product. I don't think that's quite it. There you go.
Wow.
That's about where we were. So look at the next one down. Next one down, yeah, is going to show you how much was actually left in this thing. We didn't polish off a whole lot of our dinner skillet.
Huh.
We did a poor job at the dinner skillet.
Yeah.
We made up for it with dessert.
Well, see, yeah, imagine if you didn't. Imagine if you went there just for this, though.
You can. People have asked me. You can.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on the dining plan. I assume no, because it's not on the menu. So it shouldn't be on the dining plan if it's not on the menu yet. But it is quite the thing. And yes, the receipt says, scroll down a little more. Keep going. Almost there it is.
Hat
ice cream. I'll have the hat ice cream. Anyway, it's quite intense. If you want to read the full review, it's at WDWNT.com.
Amazing. So tasty. Did you like it?
It was good.
Okay.
I don't like some of the things that are in it, so when I hit those things, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm not an apple pie fan. I didn't like when I accidentally got pineapple with apple pie. That wasn't pleasant. You know. Yeah. Shout out to Chris and Elizabeth Chatrone, who gave me the tip and then went with me to eat that.
Oh, nice. Of course.
Eat that thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're listening, so give them a shout out. It is quite the monstrosity. It was a good time. Enjoyed it. It's good, though. I didn't like hitting those things that I don't like that were in there, but otherwise, like, it's easy. They'll give you bowls. You can divvy it up. Like, I, at one point, was like, does anyone want the vanilla cupcake? And I put, like, a big scoop of chocolate on the vanilla cupcake, and that was nice. And it's for a large group, which Whispering Canyon gets a lot of, I think it's a really cool thing. But anyway, I digress. A new prop has appeared in Pirates of the Caribbean at the Magic Kingdom, one that should be familiar to fans of the popular film series based on the classic ride. It's what's left of Keira Knightley's career floundering on the beach. She could use probably. She probably needs to eat a 10-gallon.
I think so, yeah. She could use one of those.
The glass case at the very back of the beach scene, I don't know if we're going to get an image up or not, it looks like one that was used to transport the captured mermaid in the fourth film in the pirate series, On Stranger Tides. If you haven't seen that movie, don't. It is unknown if the prop is the actual one from the movie, but it is at least a rather convincing replica of the glass cage featured in the film. There we go. There it is. It's all the way in the back there.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the shovel that was not there before. There it is. We don't know.
That's cool.
Chances are it is the one from the movie. Movie props have appeared in the rides before. At Disneyland, the chest with the cursed Aztec gold is actually the one from the first Pirates movie. So this would not be the first time, nor shall it be the last. probably, that this will happen. And, of course, the mermaid scene has been kind of turned off for a while. They do still play the music, and the mermaid skeleton is still there. But the projections have been off for a period of time. We believe they're going to come back soon in a fairly major refurb that's going to come up for them.
Oh, good. So, very cool.
We'll keep you updated on that. Disney California Adventure is hosting a special celebration of the Tower of Terror leading up to its final checkout on January 2nd, 2017. Salute's going to kick off during Halloween time, September 9th through October 31st. Each night, beginning after twilight. Get it, Nick? Twilight.
Yeah, Twilight.
You get it.
Vampires.
You get it. Disney California Adventure Park will be treated to late checkout, where they can experience the Tower of Terror as you never have before in complete darkness. That's right. Turning off the lights in an attraction is a thing to draw people into a park. Could they do this at, like, I don't know, like, what's a really bad, I was going to name a really bad attraction. Never mind, I botched it, everyone. We'll move on. That's why I don't ad-lib. In addition to late checkout, guests will find commemorative merchandise as well as special food and beverage items like Groot beer.
Bad time to take a sip of water.
Did you not read that? You didn't see that was in there?
No.
Groot beer. Anyway, I'm so stupid. You'll also get a chance to picture yourself checking out with a special photo location in front of the Hollywood Tower Hotel marquee, complete with vintage luggage and other nods to the landmark history, the landmark story, and the glitz and glamour of bustling a movie town, including Eisner trying to cheaply fix DCA's attendance. All right. Each day during Halloween time, the Tower Hotel will also host special performances by Buena Vista Street's own Silver Lake Sisters, Dolly, Dottie, and Ethel. I guess Max isn't filling in. Veterans of the vaudeville circuit, known professionally as Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical, or the Silver Lake Sisters, performed throughout their glittering career at the rooftop lounge of the famous hotel. The sisters, of course, in story, went on to open Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical Cafe on Buena Vista Street, where there's a whole wall of nods to the Tip Top Club. I'm not making any jokes about this because I think this is really neat. I'm actually, I kind of want to go out there to see this. I think it's so neat because Fiddler, when that opened, Fiddler, Pfeiffer, and Practical on Buena Vista Street, I loved this whole backstory of Tower, and then on the trolley they did this whole backstory where that the top part of Tower was added on later, so there was an ad for Tower when it was just that bottom part of the building. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that was so cool. So the fact that they're going to at least, before they remove the theme, they're going to have those Silver Lake Sister characters perform out there, I think it's going to be really neat. Looking forward to it. But, of course, further events before the closure of the ride to make way for Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout will be announced at a later date. All right, I've got one more story, Nick. Soon, in a future not so far away, Disneyland Paris will awaken the Force with an all-new exclusive, quote-unquote exclusive, celebration of the Star Wars saga featuring live characters and stunning entertainment. For a limited time in early 2017, Disneyland Paris will be gripped by the season of the Force.
Ooh.
Walt Disney Studios Park will present a giant nighttime spectacular which will transport guests into the heart of the Star Wars saga. The show, only available at Disneyland Paris, will combine live entertainment, breathtaking special effects, and an epic sound and light show projected onto the park's most iconic architecture, namely the Tower of Terror, because the cool thing to do right now is cover the facade up with iPads. Throughout the day, guests will come face-to-face with heroes from the Star Wars universe. They'll encounter a patrol of stormtroopers, face some of the most powerful members of the dark side, or join the rebellion with the friendly Chewbacca. But we'll still have trouble locating other guests in the park. The experience is guaranteed to dazzle everyone from the youngest Padawan to the wisest Jedi. From January 14th through March 26th, 2017, come to Walt Disney Studios Park, probably for the first time, and let the Force be with you with Star Wars Season of the Force.
Nice.
That is the news. Nick, who brings us the news each and every week here on WKRP News Tonight?
Well, that would be TeePublic. Don't forget to head over there. It's a big night. We have a new shirt debuting.
Yes.
Or WDWNT.com. Click on the TeePublic public link. We're showing it right now the video feed.
It's finally here, folks. You've asked for it. The most demanded shirt design.
This is gorgeous.
Of all time. Jason, could you click into that? Can we show everybody up close? There it is, folks. The 7 shirt.
Seven.
Once it loads. Seven shirt, Jason's internet, there we go, is finally a thing. Can we close up?
Click
the artwork one, Jason. We can close up on the artwork.
It's bad we can't make it $7 for a limited time.
Yeah, right. It's two times $7.
It is.
But there it is. Put up 2, 5, and 7. Seven. Yeah, 7. There's the shirt. Our homage to the original Test Track. You can finally own a shirt with the one thing we quote every 5 minutes.
That is great. I love how it incorporates the tested, test dummy thing in there.
It turned out great. Our artist did a phenomenal job bringing it to life. But so what they should do is go through WWNT.com. On the front page, there's a big link to TeePublic.
Yep.
By clicking through that and shopping, you are helping WWNT. We get a few dollars from each purchase. It goes to support the cause.
Is that on sale because it's a new shirt?
Because it's a new shirt. Yeah. We don't have a sale going on. But I think it's just for like 24 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be $14. So if you want the shirt, this is a good time to buy it. Just $14 for the 7 shirt. But also, Jason, if you go back, all those other designs are available through TeePublic tonight. You got the hard hats, the mean tweets, all of our logo stuff, the WDW News Tonight logo, all available there on tpublic.com. But again, please shop through WDWNT.com because that's how we get a few dollars out of that and you help support the cause and support this very show.
All right.
When we come back, Nick, we have a very special guest, an actual real-world expert on the Zika virus and preventative measures.
We do. I got my professor's jacket on. Gonna try to be a little smart. We got a professor coming on.
We're gonna have a serious conversation.
The show, Tom.
Real expert, and hopefully give you some useful information on fighting the Zika virus.
That is right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back here on WW News Tonight.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. I'm Tom Corliss, Nicholas Cicero over there. Let's not waste any time. We have a guest going to be coming on the show. So I want to set this up a little for everybody in case you don't know, in case you've been living under a rock. So at Walt Disney World over the weekend on Sunday, they began handing out's a bad way to put it because they're not actually handing out anything to you, but they've set up these kiosks around the four parks, Disney Springs, other areas, resorts and such. Where guests have access to complimentary bug repellent. So what you can do is you can take a bottle, spray yourself, and then give the bottle back. Also, guests staying at Disney Resort hotels will find a complimentary bottle on a table or nightstand in their room. And, of course, the other thing that happened over the last week, they decided to fill in with dirt the pool at River Country for fear of standing water. And all of this is to prevent mosquito bites, and the presence of the Zika virus. Now,
yeah.
Nick and I are in no way, we are experts on the world of theme parks,
mm-hmm.
and amusement, and tourism. We are in no way qualified to talk about the prevention of this virus, anything of medical standing. So, Nick, you went ahead and set up a guest for us.
Yeah, we have John Lednicki on the show with us tonight. He's Associate Professor of Environmental and Global Health at the University of Florida. John, thanks for making some time for us this evening.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good evening.
So, John, we do have a lot of people that listen to the show. We're broadcasting here in Orlando, but we have people listening all over the country that, regularly make trips here to Central Florida. And a lot of people are talking about mosquitoes and the Zika virus and a little bit concerned about, making plans to come here. Can you tell us a little bit about what what people might have to be concerned about as it pertains to the Zika virus as it stands right now here in Florida?
You're asking a really, really good question because the experts don't really have all the answers yet.
Yeah.
But what we do know is the mosquitoes that can carry the virus, the vectors, do exist in Florida, all the way. The prime carrier does exist in Central Florida. And in some parts of South Florida and in Tampa, perhaps, we know there's local transmission of the virus. So what we don't know yet is if the virus has gotten established in Central Florida.
Okay, so is it too late for scientists working on ways of stopping it from establishing a foothold here in Florida? Or is it kind of too late? We're working more on prevention from the mosquito bites and treatment of the disease.
No, Florida has some of the best mosquito control outfits, especially down in South Florida, and they're pretty much on top of it. I think the important thing is prevention at this time. Certainly spraying with insecticides and using effective insect repellent, like what they're giving out in Walt Disney World. Things that control DEET, that contain DEET, for example. And if you do a good job of getting rid of mosquito larvae habitat, like standing water, that sort of thing, around households, you can pretty much do a very good job of controlling the establishment of the virus in the local mosquito populations. I think in Central Florida, the question I always get asked is about the foreign tourists who go to Central Florida from Zika endemic areas. And once again, I think if the local population takes some common sense measures like using insect repellents that are effective, we should be able to control the establishment of Zika in Central Florida.
Well, if somebody from a country that is coming here, a tourist from a country that is, Zika is prevalent, and they are a carrier of the virus, can they then spread it to the local population by, I guess, getting bit by a mosquito here in Central Florida, then that mosquito biting somebody else?
Yeah, that's the big concern. And not to be overlooked is sexual transmission of the virus also. Mm-hmm. So men in particular were infected with Zika. Can maintain the virus in their reproductive organs for up to 6 months. So unprotected sex could be a risk factor as well.
Now, I heard the symptoms, what we're hearing is they're fairly mild, aren't they? It's nothing that may even alert you to necessarily feel like you need to go to a doctor right away. Is that true?
Yes. Compared to what you get with, for example, chikungunya or dengue viruses, the symptoms tend to be milder. A lot of people have no idea they've been infected. We estimate 80% of people who are infected with the virus have no idea they've even been infected. And there's typically, when you have symptoms, typically there's an itchy rash, and you might get some joint pains, fever, but usually those go away within a few days. And I've known some people who've gotten it, and one day had to lay around because their joints were very painful. And 2 days later, they were feeling well enough to go pump iron.
Wow. And that's actually without any treatment, or do you eventually have to get treated for it to get it out of your system?
Yeah, we don't really have effective treatments. So supportive treatments are typically used, you might be given a pain reliever or something like that. But there's no currently proven antiviral agent like Tamiflu, for example, for influenza virus, that can be used for treating Zika.
So you have to let it run its course, and you said that could take up to 6 months?
Well, no, you can, males can retain the virus for 6 months, but they're not going to be symptomatic.
Okay.
They'll act like as if everything's normal.
Okay.
So I'm kind of gathering there really isn't necessarily a huge concern that people necessarily need to change their travel plans and not come to Central Florida. It just seems like if you take, precaution and, and sometimes it's not comfortable to wear long sleeve clothing or, jeans or whatever at night here in Florida. But, maybe during this period, until we know what's going on here, maybe that's a good deterrent in using the bug spray.
Yeah, I would have no qualms in telling people that the risk is very low in Central Florida. And, of course, one just has to use common sense. And there are things that do attract mosquitoes. So, for example, when you're breathing hard and exhaling a lot of CO2, carbon dioxide, that's an attractant to mosquitoes. And so if you're jogging and sweating, when we sweat, we give off odors that are also attractant to mosquitoes. They're metabolic byproducts that we give off. And so we should just use common sense. If you're going to go out running, you should have some insect repellent on. And it's also a very good idea to be sure to research the product that you're using. There are many products that are being sold that really are ineffective. So,
you said the brand Disney is using is effective?
I'm sorry?
You said the brand that Disney was using is effective?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So that would be a good one for people to add.
Apparently, an effective repellent is DEET, so anything that has that. There are a lot of other things that are being sold on the market that are being called mosquito repellents that in reality don't work very well. They might include scented candles of various sorts and that sort of thing. My recommendation is really to research the product very carefully and if possible, to use something with DEET.
And we're talking here about Zika with John Lednicki, associate professor over at the University of Florida. Now, John, getting a little bit more into this, you were one of the researchers who kind of isolated the Zika virus in mosquitoes here in the United States? Was it something you were looking for, or is it something you stumbled upon?
No, this the short version of the story is the University of Florida has a laboratory in Haiti, and we were following up on the chikungunya virus outbreak, and the head of the Emerging Pathogens Institute asked a question, which was there more than one virus causing illnesses in Haiti that were similar to chikungunya? And when we looked into it, I started finding dengue 1, dengue 4 virus, and a few mystery viruses. So last May, we announced that we had found this virus called Zika virus. And this was before there was a lot of excitement about what was going on in Brazil.
Yeah.
And when we told everybody about it, there was absolutely no interest whatsoever.
Now everyone's very interested.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've followed up on it. We've isolated Zika virus from people from different parts of the world, or people who traveled to Haiti, or countries in South America. And we've been doing genetic studies, and we, like everybody else who are studying Zika virus, are unable to really do a lot more because Congress hasn't really made money available, not enough money available to research institutions. So that's a big problem we all face.
All right. All right. Well, that's good to know. That then people can definitely look into that. I appreciate your time, John. Lots of great info for our listeners, and really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right. That was John Lednicki, Associate Professor of Environmental and Global Health at the University of Florida, talking Zika, giving some great information there. Really, a lot about common sense and, you know, a lot about the prevention. And, you know, Disney World's getting out in front of it. A lot of theme parks here actually are. We didn't mention Universal SeaWorld. Yeah. Everybody. So again, when we get back, we have lots more to do. We have a special.
I hear everybody do the dinosaur from Water Pageant, and I'm trying really hard not to sing along.
Don't we have a special guest coming into the studio? When we
and
get
he
back?
Loves this song.
Yeah,
know that.
He does.
Cornac the Magnificent is here. He's going to be joining us in a few moments.
Sounds good.
When we return on WW News Tonight.
Weird choice. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a very, very special night as we have a great visitor from the East. Yes, he is the famous seer, sage, all-knowing, all-seeing, and the lost sixth member of Disneyland's Firehouse Five. Ladies and gentlemen, Cornac the Magnificent. Welcome, oh great Cornac.
May your soul be hollow, like the River Country Pool was.
Thanks. Maybe. Well, now, in my hands, I hold a stack of hermetically sealed envelopes that have been stored in a pickle jar at the Tower of Terror without Star Wars projections since noon today. No one knows the contents of these envelopes but you. In your incredibly divine way, we'll ascertain the answers without ever seeing the questions inside these envelopes. Is that correct, sir?
Indeed.
Anyone can plainly see these envelopes are sealed. So are you ready to divine the answers for the questions enclosed in all of these?
Indeed. Bring Cornac the envelopes.
Your wish is my command.
All right, the first envelope. They're in the wrong order. All right. I could see the future that they were in the wrong order.
They were not.
You handed them to me the wrong way.
I guarantee you they were not.
Nope, anyway.
Cornac.
Anyway. Free repellent.
Free repellent.
What does Club Cool internally refer to Beverly as? Free repellent.
Oh.
The toothsome.
The toothsome.
It's a tough one. What is really low in West Virginia? The toothsome.
Oh, Cornac. Whew.
Tough room. The wedding.
The wedding.
Something Nick and I will never have. The wedding.
Oh.
Can't imagine why.
You'll be okay, Cornick.
Can't even get off.
Or maybe not.
The wedding!
The wedding!
Name a pavilion with more artistic integrity than any currently at Epcot. The wedding!
Lead up did not live up to that joke, Cornick.
Nope. Ten-gallon hat. What will I need if I can't make it to the bathroom after eating the cheeseburger flatbread?
Oh, not that bad.
Both of them.
Not both of them. There's a difference.
There isn't. One is slightly more edible.
There you go. Anyway.
Horror Nights. What was the original name for the Jungle Book Alive with Magic?
It was. Sure was. Would have described it better.
Not so scary.
Not so scary.
How does every other rumor sound compared to Guardians in Future World? Not so scary. The Shocker. Hold on.
Karnak.
The Shocker. What hand gesture do you make after someone enjoys Stitch's Great Escape? What? You like it?
What? I can't believe it.
Last envelope. Brain power. Use none of on this show. Brain power. What is the one source of energy Bob Chapek never uses? Brain.
Cormac the Magnificent, ladies and gentlemen. Another great performance by Cornick. Oh, good job. Good job tonight.
Oh, I missed him again.
Yeah.
I always go to the bathroom. Nope, the camera's... No, it's been down here. I've always missed Cornick when he comes.
Yeah, wrong time to go.
Yeah.
Wrong time to go there.
You gotta go.
Yeah, you do.
I had to apply some DEET.
There's no mosquitoes. No mosquitoes in there. Although somebody in the comments section at WDWNT vehemently argued that Zika mosquitoes are mostly found in homes. So
are they more affluent than other mosquitoes? I don't know.
But even the comments that ridiculous did not make it into the wonderful world of psychotic comments this week. But what did?
Let's find out.
Let's take a look. All right, we're going to start off with the Rock and Roller Coaster refurbishment.
What refurbishment?
They're changing it to Phineas and Ferb with Phineas and Ferb music.
Boo. Boo, that was worse than all eight of these envelopes. All eight of them.
All right, here we go. So the Rock and Roller Coaster refurb schedule. Here we go. We got D. Jones wrote in. It was kind of funny because a lot of people, I like D. Jones's comment because it stood up. It stood up for other people because people just got in there saying all these like Universal comments, like praising Universal, bashing Disney. Here we go. D. Jones stood up. Some of the comments here are just ridiculous. While blasting Disney for refurbishing a roller coaster and raising prices, people are praising Universal for refurbishing a roller coaster, Hulk, and raising prices, which they just did.
That's an excellent point.
Yeah, if you're not a Disney World fan, and you are simply here to troll a Disney page. Thank you. Thank you, D. Jones. Standing up there. We talked a lot about Marvel. Some people just don't like Marvel, including WDW fan.
This guy every week.
He always gets something. He wrote... I, I don't even know. Oh, no. Sorry. This one's on clothing. This one's a comment on Disney Park fans. We had a couple of these. Well, you did post an article about the 10-gallon hat review, right? So WDW fan wrote in, $27 for a 10-gallon hat isn't bad. It serves 6 to 10 people. But I don't know how I could get all you care to eat barbecue, 10-gallon hat, and still be able to move. Except to go take a nap and then go buy bigger clothes from the gift shops, but that's probably Disney's plan for the sales. Sell lots of food, then we could sell more merchandise because people have to buy bigger clothes. Pete took it a little bit further. They were talking about the refurb schedule and the Rock and Roller Coaster and prices and stuff. It got dissolved into like prices, how much you're paying for the park and all that. Pete wrote in, a trip to Europe with the current euro is less than a Disney vacation, and less sales pitches along the way. But most Disney guests are way too scared and out of shape to physically embark on a European vacation. Wow. No extra wide stroller space on the canals of the real Italy. So, there you go, a little bit there. On the 10-gallon hat review, Kurt wrote in, I thought this was kind of funny, too. You showed the picture of your receipt to show hat ice cream, right?
Yeah.
But also Kurt wrote in, is it wrong that I laughed at the order of a Diet Coke on that receipt?
It is. It's pretty funny.
Well, okay.
I didn't think about it, but a $27 hat ice cream followed by Diet Coke does seem a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Let's see. This is the Marvel comment that I was going to do. This is on the Tower of Terror to receive special overlays at Disneyland. What would Walt do, wrote in? Death to Marvel and Guardians of the Galaxy. Hope whoever takes over after Iger, even if it's Donald Trump, I hadn't heard that rumor yet, brings Tower of Terror back and sells off Marvel, removing every single trace of it from the park. DC is better than Marvel in every way. Even the Shoemaker, Batman, and Robin is far better than Guardians of the Galaxy. And three words for you, bat credit card. I don't get that. No.
Bat credit card is in the last of the 90s Batman.
Is it?
Yeah, that movie is terrible. He literally at one point takes out a Batman credit card. Bat credit card.
People, a little bit upset over the biometric finger scans. Patty, I applaud Patty there. I want to meet Patty because I like her point of view.
You want to meet Patty? We have to finish the show before you eat, Nick.
Patty wrote in, everyone of every age should have to pay for admission, and finger scan by parent is okay. An 8-month-old isn't fun for the infant or parents. Free is silly. Strollers take as much space as a 9-year-old, and space is a premium most days. We've deteriorated to saying that the parks aren't for kids anymore. Mary Ann wrote
Get
in.
Get those babies out.
Mary Ann agreed. I agree with the post about children of all ages need to have an admission ticket. Family of 7, 3 adults, 4 children.
Seven!
All under 3 is free. All kids crying and adults screaming at one of them. None of the 7 people in that group or anyone within 50 feet of them was enjoying their day. It's selfish for the parents, and there's not enough space anymore. Yeah. People are a little upset at that. A couple more here. Zika.
Wow, it was a psychotic week.
Zika. A lot of people writing in about Zika. Heidi wrote in, this was just comical. Disney is filling in an abandoned pool. I really don't understand all the drama behind this. Whether it's Zika, DVC units, or to build an alien landing platform, it doesn't change the fact that River Country is closed. Charles wrote in.
What is this, Stranger Things? River Country is
Tom Kelly wrote in over at the I thought the over the baked potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal. Who's walking around Hollywood Studios thinking I want to eat a big potato on the go for $10? There you go.
Valid point.
We of course have some Who Ate Toms. They will come up in the second hour of the show. In the second hour of the show, we're also going to play the match game. So we'll take this time right now to have some people call up and register for contestants to play the match game. Now, I'm going to throw this out there. We're looking, hopefully, for some new people. So if you're a regular, so you know who you are, give a couple minutes. Give a couple minutes. If you played the game with us in the past few weeks, or maybe even if you played the match game before, we know we have a growing audience out there. We have a lot of new people. You know, as we go on here, we're going to try to limit it, you know, to every few weeks playing the games, because we got so many people that want to play. Last time, we just had the phone lines lit up, and we didn't even have room for everyone who called. So 407-774-8255 is the phone number. Again, that's 407-774-8255 is the phone number. Already lighting up the
phone
number.
Playing for prizes from themeparkconnection.com.
Yes. Yes, we are. And we'll do that in the second hour, as well as
a major announcement.
A lot more. So major.
Major. It's a big one. It's gonna change the way you experience WDWN.
Whoa.
In a lot of ways.
And
it's really exciting.
Who hates Tom now as well? Lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff.
Probably after my announcement, a lot more people. But we'll be right back. WDW News Tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Tom Koros here, Nick LoCicero. Lots of people waiting in the wings to play the match game, but we still have room for more contestants. That's correct, Nick?
Yeah, because we're going to play two full games, so we have a couple of contestants on. Looking for two more, 407-774-8255.
There you go. Quickly, want to talk about next week's show. Well, coming up later on the show, we got the match game coming up, obviously. Who hates Tom? I have a big announcement at the end of the show. On next week's show, another announcement. We have a special guest. We'll have two special guests next week and one exciting new announcement we haven't made before. Also, the stupid map game will be back next week. Not too happy about
That's what
it.
People are holding out for.
Actually, we might have three guests next week. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's gonna be an interesting show next week.
That'll be good.
I think we're going to have Josh on. Josh has a new edition of the book out. Have Josh back.
Oh, nice. I love when Josh is on the show.
Yeah, and we'll pregame because he's going to be joining us for Food and Wine, the Food and Wine special the week after that. So we'll pregame with Josh a bit. Josh of EZWDW.com, of course, which I'll promote. Josh and I did a little video review with some other people of the Toothsome Chocolate Emporium and Savory Feast Kitchen, which you should go check out on YouTube after the show is over. It is 20 minutes of us. Being very brutally honest about that new establishment over at Universal. If you haven't watched it yet, please do. Trying a little something new. Let us know if you like it. We may do more of those, including Disney restaurants, in the future. So please, we'd love for you to watch it. Give us some feedback on that as well. I'm now wasting time because Nick is on the phone. I think we've got another contestant on the line, which is good. All that is coming up in next week's show. While Nick's doing that, I'm going to go ahead and tell you who brings you WDW News Tonight each and every week. That's going to be Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, you can enjoy a four-day, four-night stay in a standard room at a select all-star resort with one park per day Magic Your Way base tickets for just $1,980. Book through October 8, 2016 for stays most nights, November 6th through December 21st, 2016. The number of rooms available for this offer is limited, so make sure to act fast. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit magicaltravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
I have access to the entire Curseword library. This new console is done.
It's a damn poor mind indeed. Can't think of at least two ways to spell a word.
No privacy, it's all around this place.
I don't like Sam.
I don't like change.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was dead.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Tom, I thought I thought you and I had really similar tastes. We've been growing apart in recent weeks, months, not liking the same things.
What are the other things?
There was other things that came up along our journeys that we kind of disagreed about the past couple months, which was weird because we were on a streak. We're like, we like the same things.
Although I did take you to Skipper Canteen and you got the shrimp and you thought it was
amazing.
Yeah,
that was good. That was good. That was really good. Okay. Yeah, that was good. But cheeseburger flatbread. Now, you apparently took my recommendation.
So let's set this up. We went to Pizza Fari. It's on YouTube. People can watch the review. Watch us eat it for the first time. Pizza Fari introduced a cheeseburger flatbread.
They did?
It was awful.
It was.
So Nick's like, this isn't nearly as good as the one
at
Artist Palette at Saratoga. Yeah. So I went to Saratoga. Switch. Come on, put me on camera.
You did. You decided to go to Saratoga, which was great.
Yeah, someone put me on camera. There we go. So I went to Saratoga last night. I'm like, I'm staring at this menu board. I'm looking up at it going, this is a bad idea. This is such a bad idea. But I'm standing there. I'm like, this is where we decided to go. I'm getting this cheeseburger flavor. For the sake of our listeners and readers, I'm going to write a review of this other cheeseburger flavor.
You'll mislead people.
Huh?
You're going to mislead people.
No, I'm not. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't good either.
It was great.
No, it's not great.
It's literally great.
There is 18 pounds of lettuce on this.
You got a weird lettuce version.
I got a weird lettuce version? Excuse me. I've heard there are two versions of your flatbread. Can I have not the weird lettuce version? I would like the regular edition.
What didn't you like about it? Wasn't there a decent amount of seasoned, wonderful tasting beef on there?
The ground beef and the bread itself.
Excellent.
We're good. We're very good. The problem is they have muddled it up with so much additional garbage.
No, there's pickles.
There's too many onions. Number one.
No, there was not.
When have you ever had a cheeseburger with that much onion?
Well, you realize the cheeseburger itself has an onion flavor to it as well. So that's why you thought there was too much.
There was like 3 pounds of lettuce.
That's a little much. I saw your picture. There was a lot of lettuce.
I scraped most of it off, and then I could have had a side salad.
But with the mustard and the ketchup and the pickles, it was delicious. There was no ketchup?
No, it was mustard and mayo.
Ketchup.
Mustard and mayo.
I could have sworn there was ketchup.
No. There are good things going on in it, but I feel like they got really muddled up by additional junk.
Whatever. I'm mad that you didn't like it because
that's what you're angry about.
That is what I'm angry about because you're misleading people because it is very good and somebody else agrees with
clickbait.
Me.
It's just clickbait.
Somebody else agrees with that's all. You know people love it.
No, I really didn't like it. Ashley had to ask me if I was like okay last night. She was like, "You're right." I was like, "Yeah, it's all right. I'll live." Anyway, another call. We're lighting up those phone lines now.
Yep, game's full.
Okay.
So what are you mad at,
Tom? I think is David. David's down there. We got everybody. You want to just jump in the match?
What are you mad at?
What am I mad at?
Were you mad at anything?
I'm mad at the cheese.
Oh,
I'm
you
mad
were
at
mad
the flatbread.
You were mad at the
flatbread.
I'm
mad at you and the flatbread.
Oh, okay.
We were both mad at the same topic. This damn flatbread.
So good.
All right, well, we're gonna work through it. We'll figure it out. By the time we get all the contestants.
All right, it is time to play WDWNT, the match game.
The big money star-studded WDWNT, the match game.
Is it?
Let me introduce our panel. We got Ashley Jasmer. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
We got WDWNT Hall of Famer Chris Lestraps. I was robbed by Disney security? What medals are you wearing?
Oh, the fake Run Disney medals.
Are you running this weekend?
I'm running this weekend. I'm running Saturday.
Okay, what's the one Saturday? The 10K?
The 10K.
10K, okay.
The one you had to sign up for online and then just pretend you ran the
but
distances.
But he's run the real ones, too.
Okay, all right.
Well, he's a Run Disney person. I don't know if I could talk to him.
I almost did that, too. Decided not to.
David Smith!
Hey, everybody.
Jason Diffendahl.
Hey, howdy, hey!
Who's everybody else? Patrick Hackett!
Hi.
And Ron Deanna.
Aloha.
Yes. And there's me. Anyway. So we're going to play the match game. Nick, why don't you introduce our first two contestants while I find paper.
All right. Let me bring out our contestants. First, we have on the line with us Georgia. Good evening, Georgia.
Hello.
All right. Is this your first time playing the match game with us?
It is my first time playing the match game.
All right. Yeah, because I know you've played a few other games with us tonight, but welcome to the match game. Where are you calling from again?
Anaheim.
All right. So very cool. We have a bunch of questions. We're gonna get to that in just a moment. But let's meet Dan first. Dan, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right. You're going to be going up against Georgia here. Where are you calling in from, Dan?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nice.
Some
all right.
West Coasters.
Yeah. We got a whole West Coast game going on. This is pretty cool. So thanks, guys, for listening tonight and playing the match game with us. And basically, yeah, we're going to ask a question with a blank in it. And then our lovely panel here is going to write down what word they believe should go in that blank. And then we will ask you to fill in that blank and see how many matches with our panel you could get.
Can we see the fancy scoreboard? Michael, our wonderful tech guy, Michael, created this scoreboard. So this is the first for us. So many wonderful milestones.
Yeah, I have to apologize. This came 7 weeks too late.
Seven.
Yes, seven. Yes, this was supposed to be for the 9th anniversary, but I couldn't get it working in time. It was working to the 11th hour. But now it is beautiful.
There we go.
It is.
As we say at WWNT, better late than never.
That's true. We do say that. All right. So we're going to play the match game here. I am going to have Georgia go first. Georgia, in order to get your question here, pick. Would you like question A or question B?
Question A.
All right, question A, and I think one of you, either Dan or Georgia or somebody, one of our panelists at home, might have us on somewhere in the background. Make sure you shut that off, whether it's computer, radio, or whatever that may be. I hear a little bit of an echo there. So, did she go with B? Question B?
No, A.
A. Okay, good. All right.
We're so good at this.
No,
guys.
Sorry, I was hearing everything back to me
here.
Guys
are so good at this.
I was hearing everything back to me here. All right, question A. Here we go, panelists. I am glad Walt Disney World is taking mosquitoes and gators seriously with all these...
How glad are you?
I am so glad with all the bug spray and signs around the parks and resorts. But to be honest, I'm actually more scared of getting bit by blank at Walt Disney World.
This is the end of WW News tonight.
It only gets better from here.
I gotta offend everybody before 11.
I thought I'd throw out the most offensive one first.
Well, you sure did.
I'm glad Walt Disney World is taking mosquitoes and gators seriously, but to be honest, I'm actually more scared of getting bit by blank while at Walt Disney World. Our panelists ferociously come up with their answers. I like it. Looks like everybody might be done writing. Looks like everybody's in. Tommy, in?
1 second. All right, I'm in.
All right. Everybody is in. Let's bring Georgia on here. Georgia, I'm glad Walt Disney World is taking mosquitoes and gators seriously, but to be honest, I'm actually more scared of getting bit by blank while at Walt Disney World. What is it?
Children.
Children, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I implore you.
Once again, this just shows that our commenters on the website are right. Children should not be allowed into the parks anymore, under 10. They're biters, sticky fingers, criers, strollers. Away with you.
Let's see if we could
come up with any matches. Ashley, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, mine was an Epcot fan, and I tried to write energy, but I ran out of time.
Not a match. Patrick.
I said Lou Mangiello.
Hashtag heel.
Jason, what you got?
I said feral cats.
Well, they're both from the West Coast, so that's relevant.
David.
So I couldn't think of anything, so I just said Bob Iger.
Not a match. Chris.
I'm scared I'm going to be biting people this podcast break. Right. I think mine might be a match. I said Tom Corliss.
All right, not a match. Ron.
Racky Raccoon.
Writing on an iPad.
And Tom Corliss, what you got?
I said the Guardians of the Galaxy overlay book.
Oh, no match for Georgia there. Sorry, but usually one or two matches insult them.
When?
Right?
When did that happen?
Someone got like three one time.
Yeah, once. We played this hundreds of times.
All right.
Good thing we got the fancy scoreboard.
I'm trying to give them hope to move on here. All right, so that means Dan's going to get question B, and here we go, guys. Recently, Steven Tyler's obscene hand gesture
this
in the
is getting better.
Recently, Steven Tyler's obscene hand gesture in the Rock and Roller Coaster was digitally removed. It got Disney thinking. Now, they have Imagineers working on digitally removing blank from the theme parks. What do they want to remove? Steven Tyler's obscene hand gesture in the Rock and Roller Coaster was digitally removed and got Disney thinking just a bit. Now they have Imagineers working on digitally removing blank from the theme parks. And Destin's, I'm sure, coming up with some great answers that Dan is sure to match. Can't imagine this can go wrong. Anybody need more time?
Yes.
All right, Ashley needs another
drink
second.
Out of
that's
my
okay.
Cup. Oh, we're not showing my cup of the week.
What's your cup of the week?
It's a toothsome jar.
Oh. Is that where the West Virginians keep them all?
Don't be ridiculous. That's in the moonshine.
All right. Here we go.
Still thinking.
Here we go. All right. So, Dan, recently, Steven Tyler's obscene hand gesture in Rock and Roller Coaster was digitally removed, and it got Disney thinking. Now they have Imagineers working on digitally removing what from the parks?
I'm going to stick with the theme and say children.
Children. Love it. Do we have a match? Let's go around here. Let's start with, I need the board. I don't know who's on here. Let's start with Patrick.
I said nostalgia.
Nice. Another match. Jason.
I said Judi Dench.
Name Judi Dench.
How about that, David? Let's see if we get a match.
I was also cynical. I said original characters.
What a bunch of fanboys.
Look at this. Chris, how about you?
I thought I'd stick with the kid theme, too, and I said Tom Corliss.
You just wrote one card, and you're just going to keep holding it up, right?
I'm just saving paper this week.
Ron, what you got?
They keep trying to take your wallet.
Good answer, but not a match. Tom?
I said the rest of Hollywood Studios. The world's greatest half theme park.
All right, we got one left. Ashley, do we have a match?
Sort of, maybe. I said Disney Channel starlets. Because they never turn out well.
No, those are tweens. It doesn't count.
Tweens. Sorry, Dan. No match there. All right, so after one round here in game one of the match game, we have zero matches.
Back to form, everyone. Good job.
All right, let's go to round two. Dan, you're going to kick things off. Would you like question A or question B?
I'll take A.
Hey, all right. Here we go, guys. It's almost time for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. It's my favorite time of the year because I get to see so much blank in the World Showcase. Oh, it is that time of year. Almost time for the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. And that is my favorite time of the year because I get to see so much blank in the World Showcase. What do we get to see? panel filling in the blanks. Dan coming up with a solid answer that's going to get matched by at least half our panelists, hopefully. And anybody still writing? I think we still have one left there. Ron, you done?
Yep.
All right, good. Looks like everybody's up. All right, here we go. Here we go, Dan. Let's see if you could get on the board here. It's almost time for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. It is my favorite time of the year because I get to see so much blank in the World Showcase.
Puke.
Good answer.
Puke. All right. All right. Let's see if we found a match for him. We're going to start things off with Jason this time. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I got close. I said drunks.
Drunks. Tom, you're our judge.
No.
Vomit. All right.
Vomit.
All right, very good.
Vomit or puke.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Cheeseburger flatbread. Anything equivalent.
David.
I actually got a match. Vomit.
Yay! Nice. Match on the board. Good job. All right, how about Chris? We have another match.
How about Tom
Corliss? Yeah! Two matches. How about you, Ron?
Protein spells.
That's a match!
It is a match. Three matches. Tom, can you continue the streak?
No. Nick, you were reading the question, so I thought about what you were looking for. Maybe me. Drunk CP!
Yes! But not a match. Ashley.
That means college program.
What you got, Ashley?
I matched Tom and Jason.
What's a drindling?
That is messy handwriting.
I love their circus.
Someone's been drindling already.
Antibiotics.
Oh. Whatever floats your boat on this show, apparently.
Exactly. It makes it funnier. It's proven. And I think Patrick,
too
you're
much
last
beat.
Love it! Yeah! There we go. Look at that. Four matches.
That's like a record.
Damn.
Wow.
That may be a world record.
Wow.
Very good.
That board
job.
Is awesome.
Look at all that right. board.
Excellent job to Dan. Now, Georgia, you have a huge mountain to climb here, but I have
no
faith
kidding.
In you.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have faith
I
in you.
I would have said the same answer for the record. He would have matched me as well.
Nice. All right, it is a good answer. All right, here we go. You get question B here. All right, here we go. Streets of America is in the process of being demolished at Hollywood Studios. It makes me reminisce about the good old days when I would be able to blank along the streets of New York.
Here's a millionaire.
The Streets of America, sadly, for some, being demolished over at Hollywood Studios. And it really makes me reminisce about the good old days when I would be able to blank along the streets of New York. So much to do there. So little time. How little we knew you, Streets of America. All right.
7 years.
Seven. All right. Hopefully you guys are taking this extremely seriously because we need to get Georgia some matches here. Anybody still working there? Looks like everybody's up. All right, let's do this. Let's do this, Georgia. All right, what do you got? What were the good old days when I would be able to blank along the streets of New York?
Let's go with sleep.
Sleep. All right. Let's see if we have a match from our panelists. Let's start things off with David.
Well, I did not say sleep. What I did say is that I enjoyed being able to yell at tourists as unofficial street misphere.
always a fun time. Let's see, Chris.
All right, so it's hot PDA action with Tom Corliss that makes me vomit.
Not a match.
What are you doing?
I'm recycling.
Ron?
I care about
they had those same answers in the last
restaurant, so I tried to help him do his
Yeah, I thought that could be it. Tom, what you got?
You could tell David and I have spent a lot of time in the city because we said yell at Tori.
Ashley?
I said watch the lights dance.
That's probably the definitive answer. I mean, that's... Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's really no chance for Georgia to win this, but let's play it out. Patrick, let's get her a match. Come on.
Avoid. I would avoid.
Especially
in that ugly getup, yeah.
Jason?
I said stroll without children.
Not a match. Sorry, Georgia.
That's all right.
Well, thank you for playing tonight. We really, really do appreciate it. But Dan, you're a big winner tonight. 4 matches. And that gets you a wonderful prize pack from Theme Park Connection. And Dan, hold on the line for me, and we'll get your information.
No super match?
Thank you very much.
Oh, super match. Yeah. Super match. I forgot. Oh. Sorry, Dan. Oh, hold on.
You get to
stay
you
there.
Can possibly double your prize pack.
Double the prize
courtesy
pack.
Courtesy of Theme Park Connection, who you should check out online at themeparkconnection.com.
I love it. Love it. Sorry, I forgot about super match. So Dan, here we go. You're going to pick one of our panelists that you want to play with. I am going to give you a short...
I am the most immature person.
Anyway, then we'll give you a phrase, and you got to fill in the blank. Which panelist would you like to play this super match game with tonight?
Third.
Who is that?
Third one, like in order. Sorry, I didn't get the name.
Oh, that would be Patrick.
Yes.
Yes. All right, Patrick.
Yeah, third one.
I know you're.
third one.
Hey. Oh, gosh. All right, here we go. So we're going to have Patrick write down the answer to this one. Blank Cafe. Blank Cafe. Oh, boy.
Hopefully you can get Groot beer.
I love the Red Sox apparel today, though.
Boo.
And you ready, or did you throw that one out? You're still
throw that one out.
Yeah, that wasn't a good one. That wasn't the winner.
It was digitally removed.
All right. Patrick is all ready, as you can see. We're going to bring on Dan. Let's see if we can double that prize back. Blank Cafe, Dan.
Starlight.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice one. Do we have a match?
I started to write it. That's the one I threw away. And
he's still getting a bunch of stuff. Everybody calm down. He threw it away, which is what you should do with cosmic rays.
My God.
And your hat.
Yes.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
All right, sorry, Dan. But we're gonna get you some prizes from Theme Park Connection.
Hold on. Why are we
know,
like that?
But that was so close. Hold on the line, Dan. We'll get
He's
you.
He's a winner.
He is a winner. He's definitely a winner. He's gonna have to hold on for a moment, and we're gonna play. Actually, let's take a quick break. I'm gonna get Dan's info, and then we'll take just a 60-second break here while I grab Dan's info. Then we'll come right back to play a second full game of the match game here with Courtney. Courtney and Jonathan are going to be our contestants when we return here on WDW News Tonight.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight, where I'm creeping everyone out. We are live on AM 1520 WBZW, live on YouTube, live at listen.wdwnt.com, and of course live on WDWNT, the app. Always want to make sure we mentioned that. We're about to play more match game, and don't forget, coming up towards the end of the show, I have a pretty big announcement to make as well. So lots more show to come. And who hates Tom? We're going to find out.
Don't forget.
There's always new people every week who hate me.
All right. Game 2 of the match game.
Let's do it.
Coming up right here. All right. Let's talk to our 2 new contestants we have here on the match game tonight. We're going to bring on Courtney first. Good evening, Courtney.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney, where are you calling us from?
Chicago.
Chicago. All right. Very cool. We get a decent amount of calls from Chicago. And you're afraid to all the head down to Central Florida? We got the Zika here. You got the Zika up there in Chicago?
Mosquitoes have actually been pretty bad this year. But yeah, I think you confirmed in Illinois.
But do you have gators?
Yeah, no gators.
No gators, see? All right.
You know what's funny is in the comments, we had a lot of people from the Northeast and other places in the country say they don't really get bit by mosquitoes very much down here. You know what's funny?
Huh.
Since I moved here, I feel like I over the summer months, I have been bit less by mosquitoes here in Florida than I ever was in New York. I feel like in New York,
really?
I used to get eaten alive. Yeah.
Huh.
And other people said similar things. I almost wanted to ask our expert that, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I don't know
if we were just being crazy or not, but other people said it too, so I don't know.
No, I get bit a lot more down here.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I go to the parks a fair amount, but maybe Disney just really does a great job of, you know, repelling them. But anyway,
all right, bringing on Jonathan next. Jonathan, where are you calling in from?
Tennessee.
All right. Very cool. So we got Courtney from Chicago, Jonathan from Tennessee going up here against each other in the match game here on WW News tonight. And all right, we're going to let's see, Jonathan called in first. So we're going to let Jonathan pick the first question. Would you like question A or question B?
A.
A. All right. Hold on the line for us. And here goes the question for our panelists. Some people are not that happy about the idea of Guardians of the Galaxy taking over the universe of energy at Epcot. What's next? Characters from Blank taking over Test Track? What would they do? People are not happy about the idea of Guardians taking over the universe of energy at Epcot. What's next? Characters from Blank taking over Test Track? They had a good game one. Four matches all in the same round. Let's see if one of our contestants could do just as well here in game two. Looks like everybody looking up except Tom Corris. You're done, Tom?
I have
there
the
you go.
Dumbest answer you we've ever had.
Well, good. That's what we're going for here. Let's see, Jonathan. So characters from Blank taking over Test Track? What would they put in there?
I couldn't think of anything clever, so I'll just go with the obvious answer of Cars.
Cars. All right. Let's see if we got you a match from our panelists. Let's start things off with Chris. Go ahead.
You're muted.
WDWNT.
I was talking the whole time.
That would be bad. That would be bad. Not a match. Ron, what you got?
I figured what would make the least sense, kind of like Guardians of Energy, and went with Aristocats.
Not your average cars, the Aristocats.
Be amazing. Tom, do you have us a match?
You know, I thought, like, well, if they're putting crazy space aliens to talk about energy, like, who would make the least... This is so dumb. Who would make the least amount of sense to talk about Cars? I thought about Trains, and I thought about the show Chuggington on...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Chuggington. Wow. Chuggington. Never mind.
Oh, my Lord.
all the people with kids thought that was brilliant, and everyone else thought that was the stupidest thing.
Probably true. Ashley?
I still thought it was stupid.
What you got?
I got a match because I couldn't think of anything.
Nice!
Very good. We got a match on the board for Jonathan. Excellent job. Patrick, we got two matches.
I thought I went with what was actually the most obvious.
Not a match.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Jason. Sure,
I went with what I thought was the most obvious. Avengers.
Marvel, yeah. Makes
yep, sense. Not a match, though. And Chris.
We went
no, nope. David. Sorry,
I'll go here.
Why did you have that ready?
That freaked me out too.
He keeps that card ready just in case. Every
Elena
day.
Of Avalor is always waiting. It's you know what's on? Don't miss Elena of Avalor. Directly followed by Chuggington.
I'm
on Disney Junior.
I'm pretty sure Chris does this like around. Cards Against Humanity. He has all his cards written out already. Right. He just picks one per question.
Very
David.
All right. So I went with their most recent financial disaster.
Peach Dragon. Not a match. But we did get Jonathan one match. Very, very good.
That's good.
Yeah, that is excellent. We are going to give Courtney question B here. And so if you guys are ready, here we go. Disney recently filed a patent for a real lightsaber training experience. Boy, I can't wait to blank just like Luke Skywalker. See which way the panelists go here. Get Courtney some matches. Disney filed a patent for a real lightsaber training experience. I can't wait to blank just like Luke Skywalker. Got one match on the board by Jonathan. Courtney taking her first swing at this. And Ashley, still writing?
Yes.
All right. Got a nice long answer there. I like it. All right. Here we go. Gonna bring Courtney back on. Courtney, Disney filed a patent for a real lightsaber training experience. I can't wait to blank just like Luke Skywalker.
Lose a hand.
Lose a hand. Nice answer. Let's see if we can grab you a match here. Ron, what you got? Nice! Excellent job. You guys are on the same wavelength. Love it. Love it. We got a match for Courtney. Tom, we got two.
You know, I couldn't think of anything really funny, so I guess I'm stuck with trains because the train.
Train. Ashley?
I said get teased by Han.
Good answer. Not a match. Patrick, what you got?
Lose a hand!
Two matches. Excellent. Excellent. Jason, you're up next.
This was a bad answer, but I liked it anyway. Grow out my beard.
Not a match from Jason. David, what you got?
Lose a hand.
He drew what? Wait, is that when they tested the hot dogs at Pirates to see how the guy lost his fingers? Because that's what it looks like. Anyway.
Boy. Chris, go ahead.
I said cry. No!
Not a match.
Wrong character.
But Courtney isn't crying, no, because she got three matches. Excellent, excellent job there. Good answer there, Courtney. So you took the lead. You're up 3-1 over Jonathan. Since Jonathan went first, you'll go first here. Pick a question, A or B. Courtney?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, no, it's okay. A or B?
Wait.
I'll do A.
What's up, Patrick?
I don't think we're doing this right. Isn't it Jonathan's turn?
No, Jonathan went
first. No, it's Courtney's turn.
No, she gets to go first.
She gets to go first.
That hat is cutting off circulation to your brain.
I get confused easily.
You don't
I'm
get
sorry.
To play this time because she already matched you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you yourself forever.
So I'll
still look at their answers.
And I'm sorry, Courtney. Yeah. Which one did you pick?
I'll do A.
A, okay. All right, here we go. Disney has started selling socks with monorails on them at the theme parks. This was a much better idea than the monorail blanks the merchandise team originally came up with. Disney has started selling socks with monorails on them at the park. Of course, this was a much better idea than the original idea of monorail blanks. Which idea didn't make the gift shops? Courtney looking to extend her lead. 3-1 right now. And I think we still have a few people working. Is everybody in?
No.
No, Tom is not in. I'm trying to get off the train wagon here.
Yeah, you know, and you got a train question.
I know.
Sure.
You got it. All right. Here we go, Courtney. Disney has started selling socks with monorails on them at the park. This was much better than the original idea of monorail blanks.
Monorail flatbread.
Probably tastes better than the cheeseburger.
Monorail flatbreads. Let's see if we could get a match here. Tom, we'll come back and start with you.
I said Duffy. No. Monorail Duffy.
Not a match. Ashley, what you got?
I couldn't think of anything either, so I said pants.
Pants. Good old monorail pants.
Monorail on your pants, you're just happy to see.
All right, Patrick, it won't count, but did you give us an answer here? Contraceptive.
You know, I almost
thought. I thought about that, but I was trying to keep it clean.
The only way to stop Zika.
You guys were.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason.
Wow. Well, I said if monorail socks are a bad idea, what about monorail shoes?
Not a match. David, it won't count, but did you write one down?
I did. It doesn't matter. Monorail GPS.
GPS. Chris?
I had to tame myself, and I'm still mad at myself. I said driver's licenses.
All right, so no new matches. Ron, did you have one?
Prophylactics.
Didn't happen. All right, well, Courtney, no matches there, but you have a nice lead. 3-1 right now against Jonathan. Jonathan, this is the final round here. Let's see if you could overtake Courtney here for the lead, and you get question B. Beginning September 2nd, the finale scene in Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair will feature new costumes, decor, and choreography in celebration of autumn. I even heard that Olaf will be dressed up as a blank. What crazy costumes are they coming up with now? Beginning September 2nd, the finale scene in Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair will feature new costumes, decor, and choreography in celebration of autumn. I heard Olaf will even be dressed up as a blank. Lovable snowman he is.
There are people in the chat just yelling.
Answers?
No, they just all keep yelling Chuggington.
Oh, like Chuggington.
They're singing the Chuggington theme.
All right, everybody in? All right, very good. Very good. All right, Jonathan, here you go. This is your shot. So they're doing a new finale scene, Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, featuring new costumes, decor, and choreography in celebration of autumn. They even heard that Olaf will be dressed up as a blank.
First off, I've got to say, I would have matched Patrick and Ron on the last one, so I got unfortunate on that one. But the only thing I can think of is a jack-o'-lantern.
A jack-o'-lantern. All right. Do we have a match? Ashley. No, wait. She already,
Mine doesn't count.
Yours doesn't count, but what do you have? What do you have?
I have Scarecrow. That's
Scarecrow. Close. All right. Patrick.
Pumpkin spice latte with Uggs. He basic.
Wow. Jason.
I was going with Ashley's Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Not a match. David.
I think he had a costume of a puddle.
Puddle. Nope. Chris.
Would have another ding. I said Scarecrow.
Scarecrow. Wow. Popular answer there. Ron.
Pumpkin spice latte.
And last but not least, Tom Corliss.
Based on what's going on at Walt Disney World right now, I said he's going to be dressed as a mosquito.
Oh, man. Not a match. Sorry about that, Jonathan. But thanks for playing tonight. We really do appreciate the call. But Courtney, you got the three matches tonight, and you get to play the super match round. So, you get to see, you're already getting some prizes from Theme Park Connection. We'll add to the prize pack if you get this one right. Pick a contestant to play with.
I'll pick Ashley.
All right, the one she matched with in round one. So, Ashley, get ready. No pressure here, Ashley. Here we go, Ashley. Blank party.
Chris with that evil laugh.
No. Blank party. What kind of party do we got here?
Not the kind Nick goes for.
Probably not. Those are the cool parties. All right, Ashley got her answer in. Let's see.
I'm joking. Nick's never been invited.
All right, Courtney, let's see what you got. Blank party.
Dessert party?
Dessert party. Oh. Good answer. Uh-oh. What you got, Ashley?
Mickey's not so scary.
Halloween party.
Chris was holding one up. What was Chris holding up? What kind of party?
Yeah.
Vomit.
Of course. Oh. All right. Well,
sorry, Courtney.
That's all right. So, thank you to all our panelists for playing the match game with us tonight. And thank you, Courtney. You'll be sent some prizes from Theme Park Connection. Hold on the line for me. I will be with you in just a moment. All right, Tom, did you want to take a quick break? Or did you want to take it over with your big announcement right now? We have about 10 minutes left.
What else do we have left? Well, we got to do Angry still. Let's come back and do Angry and then.
Sounds good.
We'll do the announcement, but remember, people, Chuggington. Chug.
I'll forget that for bumper music next week.
Yeah. J.P. Morgan is now holding a record 55 million ounces of silver. Goldman Sachs and HSBC recently purchased 7.1 tons of physical gold. What do these fat cat bankers and mega money managers know that you don't? They're expecting another financial crisis, and over time, gold and silver win. Silver is trading below its production costs and is predicted to double by 2020. At Capital Gold Group, we offer gold and silver for direct delivery. Plus, our specialty is IRA rollovers for the ultimate in IRA security. Be one of the first 20 callers today to receive our free gold and silver buying guide. Capital Gold Group is A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau. So call now and see what investing in gold and silver can do for you. Call now. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. 800-430-7568. That's 800-430-7568.
Welcome back to WW News Tonight. Nick, we're running out of time, so take it away.
All right, we're going to find out who hates Tom now. We're going to start off with Charles writing in on the Zika story. I don't know who he's saying you're right to, but he said, you're right. Of all the media lies and propaganda... covering up corruption and misinforming people into bad perspectives and decisions, WDWNT is the worst and should be our number one target of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You know that he was being sarcastic, right?
I don't know. I only see
what he wrote. Because I had to read that twice and I was like, he's definitely being sarcastic.
We'll see about that. I don't think so, Tom. Cecilia wrote in on the whispering. There's a new shirt idea.
Whispering Ken. It's gonna have cats instead of the buffalo. Cats on the side,
licking up the 10-gallon hat. I'm the
whispering Canyon. If that isn't a shirt, I want it. Want that shirt.
Oh my god. All right, here we go. Cecilia wrote in, I certainly hope they don't listen to your stupid idea. Who do you think you are to go into a place and tell the server that they're not doing something right or quote unquote good enough because they didn't make a big hoopla over your fat blank eating all that ice cream? Don't be stupid, Tom.
Nope.
Tom wanted some extra praise. This is on the Zika.
What is wrong with you?
I'm trying to get through this. See, Zika threat filling in the river country pool.
I have to make an announcement. You're killing my time.
All right, here we go. This is written by I Don't Hate Tom or Jason. That's his username. What's up with this headline? In the Orlando Sentinel article, they denied the action was related to Zika. So all you have is your claim that, quote, many have claimed the move is Zika related.
Yeah. 3 days later, news.
The source.
News update. 3 days later, they started handing out bug repellent. So you tell me he was right.
And one more. One more. This was on the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror Hollywood Studios to add themed bar inside. This comment was just left in the past week.
Why are you looking at this?
It was just left within the past week. Scott wrote in, guess this wasn't news, just a rumor. It's now September and there's no bar.
I wrote an update
despite the author saying it was coming immediately. Those are people who hate.
Thanks for bumming me out before my big announcement.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take it over. I'm done talking tonight.
All right. Jason, you can start pulling that up so we can show people what we're up to. So, WWE News Today has been around for 9 years now. We've done a lot of really cool stuff, I think, in that time. This show, the podcast, See You Relate, all these projects. And, of course, you know, we always bounce around a lot of new ones. We have a lot of new ones coming up. There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline, a lot of which... Radio Free Disneyland is going to debut in the next few days, and there's a new show we're announcing next week here on News Tonight. There's a lot going on. And I gave you some updates on things that are happening around here last week as well. So we've come to the point where we're kind of reaching out to you. We kind of need your help at this point. We could use a little support. And so there's this thing called Patreon. And Patreon is this really cool thing where people can – pledge to these, what's the word I'm looking for? Creators, people that generate content and merchandise and things like that and make things happen. So we kind of would like your help in making things happen. And in return, we wanted to create something. This is something I've been kicking around for a couple of years. Sort of a secret society of WDWNT listeners and readers. And that's why, Jason, you can go ahead and we can throw that on the screen for everyone. That's why we've created, you'll see that little logo in the corner there. That is the WIGS logo. What is WIGS? WIGS is the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. The Inner Globe Society is going to be sort of this, again, it's a society, sort of a secret group of our readers and listeners. Look at this zooming in.
A good logo.
And it's going to be done through Patreon. Those who donate at certain levels will be able to gain access. And what this will do is if you donate, you're going to get things that other people don't get. There's going to be original content, access to information, and other things that will be – and it will be a real society. It will be a place where people within the group can chat. Staff members will be involved in that all the time as well. They'll always be available to answer questions or talk about different topics and things. It's really going to be this sort of sub-community thing. And the reason we're doing this is because we honestly, we kind of need more revenue. And the reason we need more revenue is I think it has been a tremendous part of our success. Number one, the dining reviews. The dining reviews are a big, big deal to a lot of people. A lot of people like to know about what's going on food-wise at Walt Disney World before they come here and before they order anything. And honestly, we have plunged a lot of money into those dining reviews. Tiffin's, STK, things like that were big hits on our budget. We'd like to keep doing those. We'd like to do new programs. We'd like to buy new equipment to make the News Tonight stream run a little better. Maybe we don't want to have the lag anymore between, you know, we want to be able to buy equipment for things like that. And most importantly, we need more revenue coming in so we can get a lot of the side afford to do a lot of the side projects. One of those side projects that doesn't necessarily generate revenue for WDWNT, but is something very important to us, is the WDW News Today podcast. And we want to get back to that being a regular occurrence. And that's what WIGS is going to help us do. It is, again, we want to create a society. We really want to give people a reason to contribute. Obviously, WDWNT, we try to give you a lot of stuff every week, a lot of content, a lot of shows and things like that. And we kind of need help to go forward with what we have running currently and what we have planned. We need equipment. We need fun. We want to do more in-park stuff. We want to be able to buy prizes and things like that. And that's kind of where you come in. So that's what this Patreon thing is. There's a lot of really fun levels here and things that we can do with those levels. There's going to be exclusive monthly in-park video program that'll be just for members of the society. There's going to be a special Q&A show, a WWNT live show, all of which are exclusive to members of the society. And this is, you know, we talked long and hard about it, and this seemed like a really great way to get people involved in the product, to be a part of WWNT and help us achieve all the stuff that we want to achieve at this point. So, yeah.
I'm excited. This launches tonight, right?
This is launched as of right now. We don't have it on the site yet, but those of you listening tonight on WW News Tonight are the first people to see it. We'll stick around for a handful of minutes. We'll come back, if that's okay with Nick. Like, for 5 minutes, I want to talk about this a little bit.
I'll give you 7 minutes.
Give me seven? Yeah, 7 minutes. So stay around for the post show. But otherwise, I guess we're ready to put this episode of WW News Tonight to bed. And remember, kids, if the good Lord intended us to walk, he would have never invented roller skates. Financial.